Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to our Student Life podcast, where we talk about all the things that happen outside of class. My name's Maria, and I'm here with Amila, Lena, and Nadine. Today, we want to talk about some of the aspects of student life that cause students stress on what's probably a daily basis. We'd probably be stuck here all day and night if we actually tried to summarize every possible cause of despair and desperation students come across. Which is why we worked ahead as the diligent students that we are and made a list. So, without further ado, here are our 8 excruciating student struggles.
Our first thing on the list, number 1, is an all-time classic. I'm sure everyone has had to face it one time or another. It alone can be the reason things end up unfinished or rushed, and we, as students, end up stressed and banging our heads on our desks. It's a very tough nut to crack, and I'm sure you know exactly what I'm talking about. Or not? Maybe it's better if we tackle things from the other end and start with the easy things first. As the saying goes, we're going to save the best for last.
Number 8 might be one of the main struggles that accompany us not only throughout our study. Simply messing things up. Whether it is to check your university mails before leaving the house or update yourself about new material on e-learning platforms. We just forget about those little things as our heads are just lit because of everything we need to think of. Despite sitting in an empty seminar room and slowly realizing that you've better check your emails, there's also the difficulty to first find the rooms. Room numbers including the name of the building, floor, compass direction and the color of the door drive you crazy and make you want to snap. The good news? You start getting used to that and don't worry about the fact that you might be dopey. We all feel this way, so you're definitely not alone. Keep your head up, buds! Hey, want to hang out? We want to check out this new sushi place in town.
Nah, sorry. I'm broke, man. Maybe next time?
Nah, bummer.
Who doesn't know what this feels like? You can't just head off to travel and escape from all of the stress. Hell, you can't even buy yourself a nice meal. Oh, the issue with the money. No matter how much you work, the money never seems to stay. It just vanishes into thin air. Poof, it's gone. There are all these books you have to buy, the rent for your flat that you have to pay, and all these birthdays coming up for which you want to contribute to, but kind of not. You don't want to ask your parents because you're a strong, independent adult who knows how to manage their finances and has their life under full control. You curse yourself because you know it's your own fault. But you promise yourself every single time, next time payday rolls around, I'm going to save up my money and control the urge to buy any useless and overpriced stuff.
Number 6 on our list of struggles are lecturers. For sure, there are many wonderful lecturers who love their job and who make university so much fun. But you know I am not going to talk about those. I am going to talk about those lecturers whose voices are so monotonous that they will instantly put you to sleep. No lullaby needed anymore. I am talking about those lecturers who won't answer your emails when you are desperately waiting for a response. And finally, I am talking about those lecturers who are not able to turn on the projector and generally don't seem to have any technical skill at all. These people can make your life hell. But as it is with so many other things, you just have to cope. This lecture is a bore? Skip it and work from home. This guy hasn't answered your third email? Go to his office and annoy him in person. Learning how to deal with difficult types of people is an important part of university.
Let's talk about motivation for a moment, shall we? Just this morning, I got out of bed, ate breakfast, got ready, and then got on the bus ready to take on the day. I was motivated and planning all the great things I could accomplish today and the rest of the week. I was imagining all the witty and fun things I could come up with for this podcast. But now, I really just want to go back home and put on a show to watch. Does that sound familiar? Motivation is such a tricky thing. It comes and it goes as it pleases, and it won't let itself be controlled. You think you know how to get yourself motivated. Like, for example, you know music can motivate you. So you go ahead and put on some music. Before you know it, you've listened to half the album and you've still done nothing. And suddenly, you're motivated to go draw or go out and do sports, but you're still far from finding inspiration for your studies. In the end, it's all a matter of luck, really. So, good luck with that.
Number 4 on our list is stress. Balancing your social life, university assignments, your side job, hobbies, and other responsibilities you might have is a sheer impossible task. Let's be honest, at some point during the semester, you will feel like a juggler who tries to handle way too many balls. Everything just starts slipping away.
Wait, that term paper is due next week?
Aunt Kathy's birthday was this Saturday?
Yes, of course I can work Sundays. No problem, boss.
But before you completely freak out, you need to take a step back. Ask yourself, do I really need to finish that course this semester? How can I organize my tasks to reduce stress? And eventually, things will work out somehow. The only person standing in your way is yourself.
To all those stressed out, tired students and those who are grasping for air, I know exactly how you feel. Typical scenario. It's the last seminar of the day and the final 15 minutes just began. If you're a person dependent on undergrounds, trains and buses, now is your time for some calculations. Okay, if the lecturer stops the class now, I could catch the early underground, therefore get my train, and be home early enough to finish my to-do list before midnight. Providing I run the hell out of my legs. Oh, what a beautiful imagination. Honestly, guys, who is not tired of trains with a 100-year delay or, the classic one, undergrounds stopping just a few meters in front of your station for no reason? And why the hell do we always need to let those damn ICEs pass? As soon as you start commuting daily, things like these become parts of your worst nightmares, and you simply start loving your car. So position 3 goes to all those delays through whatever reasons. Overtaking ICEs, emergency duct on the rail or system malfunctions. Crawling undergrounds and students who would love to slap several conductors. In one word, commuting. But keep the faith, my friends. Maybe you meet a special person while waiting for a delayed train. Always look on the bright side of life.
Go to uni, they said. It'll be fun, they said. Ha, yeah right. Finals week is everything but fun. All you want to do is give up and lay in bed. But you can't do that. So you say to yourself, alright, I can do this, or maybe I'll just take the second date, which could give me more time to study for all of these goddamn exams. But that would mean you're going to fill your holidays with endless studying. So by the time you've actually decided to take the exam on the first date, you're left with 1 week because obviously you procrastinated. Again. All of a sudden, you assume that you have the ability to study everything, and I mean everything, from this one semester and try to fit it into this 1 week. Say hello to your new best friends, Google and caffeine. And it's crunch time. Long nights, messed up sleeping schedule, oh hell, you're happy to even get a bit of sleep. A never-ending pile of notes and fear. You even think, I don't have to get an A as long as I pass this exam, I'm all good. Not only is your room going to look like a disaster, books and sheets of paper laying around everywhere, your brain is also going to feel like one hell of a disaster. Once the day of your exam has arrived, you're sitting in the exam hall, praying to God for a miracle to happen. You open up the first page, read the first sentence, and freeze. Did we even discuss this in class?
And now it's time for the king of all beasts, procrastination. Need I say more? You just keep and keep on putting it off, and you do this and that first. You clean your room, and you walk your dog, and you make some dinner, and then... Oh, look at that. We only have a minute left. I'm sorry I have to cut this short, guys. But I'm pretty sure you don't even want to think about procrastination and all the time you've wasted on it. So nothing has been lost.
Thanks for tuning in with us. We hope you enjoyed our podcast. Let us know if you agree with all our points. Or do you perhaps completely disagree? Message us with your thoughts and opinions. We'd love to hear from you. And we hope you come back and listen in again next week. Have a nice evening.